Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Talking Heartland podcast on the Hallmarkies podcast. I am Amy here, and we have Michelle with me.
Hey, everyone.
Yes. If anyone's wondering where Rachel has been this past two episodes, she is busy at Sundance right now. So if you want to go see some movies or reviews of what has been going on at Sundance, I definitely would recommend everyone go check out Rachel's Twitter or her YouTube channel, her podcast, because she is reviewing all the stuff from Sundance right now. And it's a very interesting stuff. So go over and check that out if you're interested in Sundance, and Rachel will be back next week. But today we are talking about season 3 of Heartland, the final 3 episodes. So episode 16, 17, and 18. And these are pretty intense episodes. What did you think of this block, Michelle?
Yeah, it was very intense. Not a lot happened as far as like just really dealing with our main characters and kind of their mental state and kind of really kind of hard stuff. Mm-hmm. Especially this first episode. This was a tough episode.
Yeah, this definitely was. We're gonna be getting into some deep stuff with this one. This episode is called Spinning Out, and it starts out with Caleb is staying at the dude ranch and his truck is getting towed. And I'm not really sure how they found where Caleb was at this point to tow away the truck, because he's not at his trailer.
Maybe because that's his place of work, kind of.
Well, yeah, that's true. That is his place of work. And so they tow away his truck. Apparently he hasn't been making payments since his injury. A lot of this episode does focus around Caleb, on Caleb's injury and everything like that. So then we get back to the Jack and Lisa situation from the previous episode. Now they are engaged, and they haven't told anybody yet. No one knows.
No one knows, but everybody thinks.
Yeah, nobody knows, but by the end of the episode, everybody knows. So it starts out, Lou wants to use this room at Lisa's place for the brunch before the wedding. And Jack thought at first that Lou had known what was going on, but no, she just wanted to use the room. And so Jack hasn't told the girls yet. So why? Okay. Then they're talking about this at Maggie's, where Soraya is standing right there.
She's clearly like trying to hear what they're saying as well. She's not subtle about over like eavesdropping a little bit.
Yeah, definitely. So Soraya overhears that they're engaged. So she knows now. And the next time she sees Amy, she like not so subtly is like, "So what's going on with Jack?" And Amy's like, "With my grandpa, he's getting snow tires." I don't know what you're asking. So Soraya kind of says that what she overheard to Amy, and then Ashley also overhears. So we know Ashley overhears, Val's gonna know, the whole town is gonna know within an hour.
Tell Ashley or Mallory, it's like bound to get through the whole town by like lunchtime.
Yeah, exactly. So then also we see Mallory and Jane, or Mallory is getting on the school bus with Amy, and I think I forget, because they don't always, unless there's a problem at school, they don't really talk about how Amy's a senior in high school.
I always forget.
Yeah, I do too. So they're getting on the bus together, and Mallory is told by Jamie that the girl who had blown her off a few episodes back, that that they're all joining the rodeo club to get in with the cool girls. And Mallory's all like, "Well, I have to join." And Amy's like, "Why? Because you want to show them how much you don't care." Oh, high school. Yeah. So now we have Mallory trying to become a pole bender. She's trying to do it on Copper, but Copper is Copper is a little bit older of a horse. I believe Copper was Lou's horse previously when she was a little bit younger. So Copper's not that young as he used to be.
And, yeah, I kind of thought he was more like a trail horse or something.
Yeah, definitely not a pole bender. We have that storyline going on. So then after dinner one night, Lou kind of notices that Lisa and Jack are a bit off. And so when they go into the kitchen, Amy mentions, like, I think they might be engaged. And is like, no. And Amy's like, no, that wouldn't happen. Like, they wouldn't do that. And Amy's all like, but just think, you'd save so much money if you did a double wedding.
I love that Lou's like, oh, no, they wouldn't do that to me. She just, like, doesn't even think about the ramifications for, like, Jack or Lisa. She just immediately thinks of herself. She's like, no. Makes sense of herself.
I think, at least from what I think, I feel like Lou was overreacting a little bit, because even if I don't understand how Lisa and Jack being engaged or getting married later on, how that would take away from Lou's wedding at any rate.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, Lou's kind of going for a more kind of, I don't even know if it's like a society wedding of like, I mean, Peter's kind of this, you know, rich CEO. Mm-hmm. So maybe like their wedding is obviously going to be like a big deal. Jack and Lisa's isn't. It's mm-hmm. not like it's a threat on any level. Yeah, it's not as if they're getting married on the same day.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, even if they went and got married and it was just, you know, just the girls were there or something like that, like it would be a family thing more of than everything else. And I don't think it would have taken away from Lou and Peter's wedding at all. We start to get the Tim and Caleb situation get started. So Tim shows up at the Dude Ranch and confronts Caleb and says, I'm going to make you pay for the cost of the nights at the room because I see what you're doing. I see what's happening. I've been down this road. So this is like the first kind of confrontation between the two of them. So what did you think of that whole first little confrontation between them two?
Yeah, Tim was really harsh in this episode, but I think he just didn't want this kid making the same mistakes that he'd made. Mm-hmm. And I also think like he understands more than anybody else, you know, the power of addiction and the road that can go down. But yeah, this was a really hard episode. I mean, if anybody's kind of had any kind of experience with having been friends or family or whatever with somebody that has an addiction, it's just so hard.
Yeah.
And I think Tim kind of, he knows Caleb enough mm-hmm. to kind of know how to approach him.
Yeah.
And I think he, you know, while it was really difficult to watch, it got through to him.
Mm-hmm. It definitely did, yeah. Because then Jack comes and says, like, oh, you're lucky that, you know, the Fleming girls like you because they're letting you stay, but you need to get back to work now. So kind of gives him this ultimatum of like, if you're going to stay, you need to get back to work at the ranch. And so then Tim and Jack are walking down the street. I'm not sure why they're in town, but Tim is talking about like, oh, you're letting Caleb stay and everything. But, and Val pulls up and guess what Val found out? She knows about this engagement, and now Tim knows too. So,
like the worst kept secret ever.
Yeah, this is the worst kept secret ever. So back to Mallory. Mallory had just done the tryouts for the rodeo club, and she came back as rodeo clown. So Amy goes to ask Caleb and says, "Hey, can Mallory use Shorty? He's a rodeo horse, you know, you need to get used to other people riding him because Caleb has made the decision at this point to sell Shorty." And he's like, no, she's going to mess him up and everything, but he's going to sell the horse. So that's another like red flag that we got in this episode as well. Like, oh, he's selling his horse now as well. He's giving up rodeo. He's selling his horse. He's talking about going to work on the oil rigs. You know, there's a lot of warning signs we got from Caleb. Eventually, he agrees to let Mallory ride Shorty. And Mallory doesn't really know what she's doing on Shorty. She gets bucked off, like, in the first 5 minutes of trying to pull bend on this horse. But Caleb won't ride him. Caleb won't show her what to do. And I think Mallory said, well, after this, Amy's like, well, you need to get back up on the horse. That's what you're supposed to do. And Mallory was like, well, but Caleb didn't. And I think that really hit Caleb when Mallory said that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
It was hard.
Yeah.
It was really hard. And yeah, I just want to kind of highlight how good Kerry James is in this episode.
Mm-hmm.
He's so good. This is probably the best he's been. Because he's usually kind of like the the Joker. He's called the kind of the comic relief, even in the kind of more emotional stuff. But he's really asked to do a lot in this episode, and I think he pulls it off.
Yeah, I agree. He did an absolutely, this actor did an amazing, amazing job with this whole situation. So back, Caleb's back at the ranch and Ashley's trying to call him, but the phone's off the hook. She tries to come and see him, but Caleb goes off saying, oh, you're going to tell everyone that I'm still taking my medication and that there's alcohol in the room. And he breaks a lamp and he really scares Ashley in this moment.
Yeah. Yeah. Like,
really scares her. And after Ashley leaves later that night, he decides that he's going to go steal Ty's motorcycle to go try and see Ashley. That was not a good idea. He ends up getting hurt, damaging the motorcycle. It's just, it was not a good thing at all.
Much worse.
Yeah, much worse. So back in the ranch house with Lou is overhearing Jack and Lisa talking about being engaged. And then the next day, Lisa is going to make beef bourguignon for, I don't know if I'm saying that right, for the family. And Lou, and at this point now, Lou, Amy, no, everybody knows. Jack has told nobody, but everybody knows. which I think is very funny. And Lou's really upset. She's super upset about this. I'm like, your grandpa, like, okay, thinking about it, you know, with everything that has gone on, Jack has lost his wife.
Yep.
Lost his daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Only recently has his son-in-law come back into the life of his granddaughters. He pretty much raised both of his granddaughters. You know, he's been through a lot. And, you know, if Lisa makes him happy, like, I mean, Lou's whole, like, oh, it's going to take away from my wedding thing. It's just, it bugs me so much. She's such a bridezilla.
Yeah, yeah, it makes no sense other than highlight how much of a bridezilla she is. Yeah, exactly. And I agree, it's like, this is such a huge thing for Jack, and even if it's like clearly not what he kind of he proposed, but he didn't really realize
what he was doing,
that proposing meant getting married, I think. But that's such a huge step for him. Mm-hmm. Because we know how much he loved his wife. We kind of seen little flashbacks and things of her, so we know how much of a big deal this is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you think, especially Lou being the oldest and kind of having more of a life with her grandma, she would understand a little bit more. But yeah, this was such a frustrating storyline.
Lou is such, like, Michelle Morgan does such a good job with being the comedic relief, but also with all of this, she just does such a good job, like, making it very convincing, the feelings that Lou is showing and everything. Yeah, okay. So now Amy is going to see Caleb and finds out that Caleb has taken Ty's bike. And then Caleb goes, well, if you don't tell Ty, then I'll help Mallory. I'm like, Caleb, in what position are you right now to be asking her to do that?
And as if Amy could see anything that's going to lighten the blow of this.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I know they're dating, but Ty is not going to be happy at all, especially when Caleb had asked to borrow the bike earlier and Ty said no. So, yeah. So then we also have a little scene with Lisa and Val and the Saskatoon berry pie. Apparently, Val's, I don't know if she's Val's cook, makes a Saskatoon berry pie every year for Jack. And then Lisa tries to make one and burns it. And they start to have a conversation about why are they doing this and everything like that. But back to Caleb. So Amy tells Ty what had happened and Ty gets mad. He punches Caleb. He takes Caleb's medication and throws it out, and it's not good. So what did you think of Ty's reaction from that?
Yeah, I mean, pretty justified. And I think everybody's kind of at the end of the rope with Caleb. And I think, especially as Ty kind of says, like, he's seen this in his own life. He recognises all of the signs.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast, called PI, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
And whereas kind of Amy's had been, you know, a little bit more sheltered.
Mm-hmm.
She might not see as clearly as Ty does, but yeah. And I think, especially where Ty is in his life, he's just got no room for this in his life anymore. Mm-hmm. I think he's made so many positive changes in his life. He just doesn't want to go back.
Mm-hmm.
And if that means having a friend that's kind of dealing with this, you know, he's going to kind of distance himself.
Yeah. Yeah, and I definitely think this was also another, like, a wake-up call for Caleb as well. So then we have another conversation. Tim has another conversation with Caleb about everything's going on. And, you know, then Caleb is with Mallory, with them pole bending, and Amy said she can't ride Shorty like Caleb can. And so Caleb gets back on the horse and shows Mallory how it's done. Mm-hmm. And he says that he can't, you know, teach Mallory to be good at this without getting back on the horse and without, you know, trying to get his life back together. So I actually think, like, he almost is doing it to help Mallory, which I think is very sweet.
Yeah. I think, you know, Tim really scared him in, mm-hmm. you know, that last scene that they had together.
Yeah.
And he does kind of have a soft spot for Mallory, so it kind of made sense for him to kind of really speak for him for that to be the thing that kind of gets him back on the horse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. So Mallory does good pole bending now after this, and so, you know, she's now in the rodeo club pole bending. So then Jack and Lisa decide not to get married, actually, not to be engaged, not to steal Lou's thunder. And they have that dinner scene where Lou is like, I'm going to give a toast. And then she just, like, chugs her wine.
Just kind of the worst in this moment. I was like, as bad as she is, like, with the whole Bridezilla thing, this is probably the worst moment in the episode.
Yeah, definitely. And I still just, I'm like, it would have been fine if they had gotten, like, married. Like, it would not have been a big deal to Lou's wedding at all, but, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
towards like,
yeah.
It seems like maybe she did want to get married, but I feel like Val had a lot of good points of, like, are you going to keep traveling? Where are you going to live? Like, she had some good points. She hadn't talked about anything.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Val definitely did bring up some really good points to them as well. So then we get another Amy talking about how she's having trouble with all the change. You know, Lou is going to be getting married, moving out, you know, Ty might going to college and everything, and so there's a lot of change, and Amy's having trouble with this, especially with everything that had just gone on recently as well. And so that's where we end off this episode. So what would you rate this episode, Michelle?
God, I didn't even write down a rating. I'll probably say like 8, I would say. Yeah, because yeah, I mean, maybe an 8.5, just because Kerry James's acting was so good in this episode.
Yeah, I agree. I'm gonna also give it an 8.5. Other than the little Lou is just frustrating. I'm just gonna ignore Lou for this episode. But yeah, no, he did an amazing job in this episode, and I think it was very well done. And it also, I think, added a lot to Tim's character.
Yeah.
Yeah. So moving on to episode 17, Ring of Fire, I have to say, I very much enjoy this episode. We get the first little bit of Chase powers in this episode. So the beginning of this episode, Victor is back and he's saying that, you know, I had a competition to do, but I ended up having something else come up. So I told this competition that Amy should take my place. And Ty's like all for it, wants Amy to do this. So this is a competition where they have 3 one-hour sessions over 3 days to break a horse. And did you have any knowledge of anything like this before this episode?
No.
Yeah, me neither. I was like, this is an odd form of entertainment, but I mean, we've gotten a lot in the past couple episodes of different things in the horse world.
I think Vincent mentioned it. It was like a thing that our mum did, mm-hmm. like in the episode that he kind of came back. I think like 6 episodes ago, something like that. But yeah, I just kind of assumed it was like a passing thing of like, I didn't expect it to actually be a thing that,
yeah.
And all I could think about was like sitting in the audience of like, is this entertaining?
Yeah. I mean, I guess, I don't know. I
suppose if it's only an hour, fair enough. But like, yeah. Can you imagine sitting there for hours on end?
Well, yeah, they said it was three 1-hour sessions. Like that's
a lot.
That's intense too. Like I don't know much about horse training at all, except from this series. But that seems difficult. Like, yeah. So then we see Mallory's walking back from the bus with her friends, and I put friends in quotation marks because I don't really think. Jamie and these other rodeo club girls, I don't think they really want to be her friends. Especially because they ask her to cover up for them so they can go to Calgary by themselves.
Yeah.
For the weekend.
I feel so bad for Mallory. She's just like, wants to be liked so much. And it's like so clearly that they're just using her.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's so awful. It's like, they just cut her out completely. Mm-hmm. And they don't make any qualms about it. They just do it right in front of her. They're not subtle about it.
Yeah,
like they all know what's happening. It's really cool.
Yeah. So then we have another Caleb and Ashley argument. I just wrote another one, and I didn't even write down what it was about because it just happens a lot. Caleb and Ashley.
Apparently, he hasn't apologized yet, which is okay.
Yeah. Then Lou tells Amy, like, I'm spending my anniversary all by myself with horses. She's not happy. And I'm like, they've been together for a year and he's hardly ever there.
Yeah.
Like,
it's like, this is such a red flag of like, she's planning the wedding and she has to spend her 1-year anniversary on her own.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So then Caleb also comes, he's taking Shorty back because he's going to go back on the rodeo circuit. And, Mallory's like, well, what am I going to do? I'm not going to have a horse to borrow. And Jamie's like, well, we could have probably gotten someone else to let you borrow the horse, but then you said no to covering for us. And so Mallory does agree to cover for them for this trip. So then we see what Tim thinks. They're at Maggie's, and what Tim thinks of this whole Ring of Fire competition. Apparently he had just recently got a big payday from the racetrack. And he was saying that, you know, this is going to be a big thing for Amy and all that other stuff. And Jack is kind of just like, no, if this goes well for Amy, then you won't have to feel as bad about leaving to go racing in the States. So what did you think about all of that, about what Tim is doing?
I mean, yeah, I'm glad it was more than him just being another awful, like, stage dad again. I mean, he kind of did that with Lou. I think it was last season. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad there was a little bit more to it, a little bit more kind of storyline there of him just feeling guilty about maybe having to leave.
Yeah, definitely. So then Amy's kind of deciding. She hasn't really decided if this is right for her. And she's currently working on a horse with Ty and looking through the journals of her mom. She finds out this thing about, oh, you need to teach the horse from both sides. So that helps with this horse she's teaching. And after that, she decides, yeah, I'm going to do the competition. So now we go over to the competition. And first thing you see, she's going up against this guy named Chase Powers and this other cowboy named Garrett. And when they open up the show, they're putting on a bit of a show. They're doing these, you know, tricks and everything. And so Amy does what she does best. She gets on Spartan and they do some jumps bareback for Amy to put on a show. And I think for Amy being so like apprehensive about this, she did a really good job just like coming up with that on the spot and all of a sudden being like a showgirl for a short, the showing the horse like she did. So what do you think about that opening scene with all of the lights and everything?
Yeah, she did a great job. She's definitely like in her element here.
Mm-hmm.
And I think like everybody kind of pushed her into this, but I think having Ty on her side, kind of just being there, mm-hmm. has probably been the most helpful like throughout this whole episode. You know, Tim's just kind of pushing and Lou's pushing because it's going to bring her more business, and
mm-hmm.
Jack ends up getting excited about it. But yeah, I think Ty just kind of being there next to her is kind of giving her a lot of confidence.
Yeah.
And obviously seeing that picture of her mum, you know, I think she kind of realises that, you know, that this is kind of in her blood a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So while the competition's going on, we see Ashley's like, where are you, like goes to Caleb's trailer, why aren't you coming, everything like that, and Caleb's like, well, I'm entering, he's entering all these rodeos, he's gonna get back out there. And Ashley's upset because he's away for months and she's just sitting back there waiting for him. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so then we see Mallory covering for the girls at Maggie's. The mom of one of the other girls calls her and is like, where is she? And Mallory's like, oh, she's in the shower. And then Jake tries to talk to her because they're at the diner. Also, does that ever work? Like, I don't think that has ever worked in the history, telling the mom, oh yeah, the girl's in the shower. No. I mean, I don't know about you, Michelle, but when I just like go over to sleep, like when I used to like have a sleepover at a friend's house, I didn't normally take a shower.
Never.
Like that wasn't something that was common, I feel like. And you know, Jake kind of just walks off when he gets blown off by Mallory with that.
Point to Jake.
Yeah,
I kind of like how he's kind of over it at this point.
Yeah,
I mean, he likes Mallory, but it's like to a point.
Yeah, exactly, he's done with it. And Jake is such a sweet kid too. Like, it's so sad that Mallory's blowing him off the way she is and everything. So back at the competition, we see that Garrett kind of has, like, the one competitor has, like, kind of an old-fashioned way to training the horse. And then we see Chase is the flashy showman. You know, he's laying on the horse, like, to him. At one point, he has a chainsaw. He's a little over the top about it. So Amy doesn't do that well in her first two sessions, but she does say she came up with a name for him. His name is Cracker Jack because of the way he kind of bucked her off. And then Peter shows up at the competition to surprise Lou for their 1-year anniversary. So what do you think about that whole scene where Peter shows up with the flowers and everything?
I'm glad they came home because I don't think I could have handled like Lou just complaining the whole episode.
Yeah, exactly.
Especially with the wedding just being like in the next episode of like, mm-hmm. too much drama.
Yeah, exactly. Then that night they're at the dude ranch and Lou's like, oh, I made you dinner and all this other stuff. And Peter just, he passes out. He is out cold asleep. I'm like, well, that was a fun anniversary. Time for a nap. Especially when he's not around all that much too, like that's kind of frustrating.
I think this kind of highlights how their life could go because, mm-hmm. let's say he's exhausted, he travels constantly.
Yeah.
And when he comes home, like it makes sense that he would just want to like sleep.
Yeah. So then we have Ashley's working at the diner on a Saturday and she's like, why am I doing that? And because Chase is trying to flirt with her. at the counter. And so Ashley runs out and she goes to spend time with Caleb instead. Mm-hmm. And then immediately after Ashley leaves the diner, then Chase starts hitting on Soraya as well. So we see how it's gonna go, right?
Yeah. Torrance Combs is so good in this episode.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, he's such a jerk, but you kind of like him.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I love Chase Power. Like, I love the character, but he's such a jerk.
I've only ever seen him in, is it Rainey was in?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Which I think I only watched the first season of that. Mm-hmm. And I've seen him in a couple of TV movies, but yeah, he's so good in this.
Yeah. And then this past year, he was in, it was a hot air balloon themed movie. He was with Cindy Busby. So
yeah. Oh god, yeah, yeah, that's right. I knew he was in that, but I didn't put it together.
I mean, it wasn't one of the top tens of Hallmark this year, to say the least, but it was okay. So then we get back to the final session. Garrett kind of backs out of the final session. He, you know, kind of leaves it to the young ones, I think he says. Chase does well getting the horse through the obstacle course with the saddle on and everything. But then when he tries to load the horse, he really goes off on this horse. It doesn't work. The horse won't go in the trailer, and he like kind of goes off on this horse really. And that's kind of what we see of Chase's character, that he's not the most respectful of the horses he's working with at all.
No. And Amy kind of points out that it's the horse that's going to suffer. It's the next owner of this horse that's going to have to do a lot of work to kind of undo a lot of what Chase is doing.
Yeah, exactly. So when Amy finishes, she's actually a few minutes early, and she says, you know, my boyfriend reminding me that outside this arena, there's a picture of my mom. And so she's going to do what her mom did. So she gets up and stands on the saddle while the horse is walking around. And I was like, whoa. Like, oh, wow. Yeah. So what did you think of that final session for Amy?
Yeah, it was such a good scene. Mm-hmm. It really kind of shows Amy's relationship with horses. Mm-hmm. And how respectful she is of horses. And it kind of tied things together with her mom as well. And it did a great job of like making it look like that was her. I assume it's a stunt double, but
yeah,
they did a great job.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, they did. So then we find out that Kim is going to go do the racehorses, the racing season down in California. Ashley goes to Caleb and says that she's never going to fit into his life. And so they decide to break up, the two of them, which we know that isn't going to last long, but you know, and Amy won. She won the competition, and she gets this giant red truck with flames on it.
The truck would have been great without the flames.
I know. Ruined
it. I was like, I'd have been so happy until I saw the flames.
Yeah, I was like, oh goodness. Yeah, so what did you rate this episode?
A 9. I gave this one a 9.
Yeah, so I gave it an 8. I really enjoyed this episode. There was still a little, like, few things that were irritating. I mean, Peter just irritates me, period, now. So, yeah, but it was a really good episode and introduction to Chase Powers. So, there you go. All right, so let's go into episode 18, the finale, the season finale for season 3. And so this one is called In the Cards. And literally, Mallory is playing with... Also, I have no knowledge of cards like this. Mallory's playing around with tarot cards. And I don't know.
I thought she was doing a magic trick at the beginning.
Yeah, me too. I was like, what's happening? I'm like, okay, great. Now Mallory's taking up magic tricks. So she does like a reading for Ty, a reading for Lou, and then all these things throughout the episode happen that kind of go along with her readings. So I'm like, wow, maybe Mallory does know what she's doing, but it was just funny. So Amy finds out she gets invited for the Ring of Fire tour over her winter break at school. But she's unsure if she wants to go. Other people, you know, the other in the family are like, oh, maybe she should, maybe she shouldn't, type of thing. And then we get Peter telling Lou that his work in Dubai has gone really well and that they've asked him to do a merger there. And Peter, who two episodes ago was like, I don't know if we should get married anymore, is now saying we need to get married within the next 2 weeks and move to Dubai.
This was insane. I mean, I know it's the finale and they kind of up the ante, but I was like, do you know the woman that you're marrying?
Yeah, exactly. And so then most of this episode is just like a will they, won't they type of thing, because then Lou is all like, Lou won't move up the wedding, but then she will move up the wedding. And then, oh, they have to move to Dubai because of the work. And now Jack's upset. He's like, you're going to take my granddaughter to the other side of the world? What? Yeah, so...
Oh, it's bad when I'm kind of side with Tim in this episode.
yeah, exactly. So back to Caleb and Ashley. Caleb misses Ashley a lot, so he's missing her. He's talking to Ty about her and all this other stuff. And this was kind of a little out of left field, because they're talking, when I first saw this episode, I didn't think it was going to go this direction. Caleb's talking to Ty and says, like, I want to ask Ashley to come on the circuit with me, but Ty's like, well, but you can't, because the whole, like, girlfriend superstition thing. And Caleb's like, well, I want to ask Ashley to be on the circuit with me as more than my girlfriend.
This was mental. It's like, yeah. So crazy. I was like, what? It reminded me so much of, like, did you watch One Tree Hill?
No, I've never seen it.
It's so crazy. Like, the first season of that, like, two of the teenagers get married.
Oh, wow.
And it kinda, it's like one of these, like, things that just kind of happens.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much like this, it just kind of happens and you're like, oh my god. It sort of reminded me of this, of like, what the hell, what are you used to thinking? And I don't even know if it's like he wants to marry her or if he just doesn't want
the superstition
to take a girlfriend on this thing. Is it superstition or is it, yeah,
I don't know, it's just
I don't know if we're going to find out, but this was, I'm so annoyed we didn't get Val's reaction.
You know, but then the thing is, like, Ty's like, you're nuts, man. Like, what? Ty's like, what is he thinking? Yeah. So then we get, a sister talk between Lou and Amy. And, you know, Lou's like, I know what it's like to be away from home, because she did move to New York. She did move quite far away. But she just doesn't know if Dubai, that's so much further.
Yeah.
That'll be okay.
I mean, I didn't even realize that until a couple of episodes that Lou was going to have to move out of Heartland. Mm-hmm. I just assumed because Peter traveled so much, she would stay at home.
Mm-hmm.
Her business is there. You know, Peter's kind of gone all of the time. But if she moves into a new house, she's just going to be on her own, which would be fine because she's close to. She's not moving. She's still in, like, in Hudson, but moving to Dubai, she's just going to be on her own in a different country.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's a lot. And they also talk about their mom a little bit and, you know, missing their mom and saying, you know, with the wedding and everything, their mom would know what to do. But they don't have her around. And so that's really, I think that was a really, really good scene, really good conversation. And then between Amber Marshall and Michelle Morgan, that was a really good, great scene for their characters. So then Chase Powers comes back. So Chase comes back to Heartland and he has a horse that he wants Amy to help with. Ty is not happy about this. I think this is Ty's time to get jealous now. He's not a huge fan of Chase, and Amy doesn't really want to help this horse, but she ends up doing it anyways. What did you think of that? Do you think Chase is just an all-around flirt, or do you think that Chase really might like Amy?
I'm not sure. I think he is a bit of a flirt. But I do think they have, like, good energy between them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think until he put his hand on her thigh, I was kind of on board for, like, the drama.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, oh no, he's a little bit creepy.
Yeah.
But that was like a little bit too far.
Yeah.
And I think I do really like Amy and Tide are like my favourite couple on the show.
Mm-hmm.
But it is nice to have a little bit of like fiery chemistry, which I think they have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So then Lou decides that she is going to have the wedding. They're going to do it in 2 weeks. Tim is not happy about this. Everyone at the dinner table is kind of a little like off about it. And they don't have dresses now because the location isn't able to get them the dresses on time. They're not ready. And so we get this fun scene of the only dresses that Michelle, or not Michelle, now I'm calling her by her real name. That the only dresses Lou can find for Mallory and Amy and her are from what they could find in Hudson. And it's these giant pink dress. They're just hilarious. These dresses. They're ridiculous. It's great.
That's so bad.
Yeah, they're just so ugly. So then Ty talks more about his road trip he wants to go on and everything. And Amy's still not a big fan of this idea of him going and traveling. So Amy working with Chase's horse, though, is saying this horse is stressed out from traveling and from, you know, just being Chase's horse. but she's able to work with the horse. And Chase is like, sees Amy wearing the ring, and he's like, are you engaged to that guy? Like, aren't you a little young to be engaged to that guy? And she's like, no, it's a promise ring. A promise to what? And she's like, a promise to be there for each other and stuff like that. And Chase, I feel like at this point, is like really fishing for what's going on. He's like, I want to know, is Amy single? type of thing.
If she's not single, like,
I can only imagine. I don't know, because like Amy's been wearing that ring. So when Chase met Amy for the first time at that Ring of Fire thing, did he just automatically think, oh, she's married, like, or engaged, I guess? I don't know. So then we go back to the Lou and Lisa thing. I know, what was it, last season with the whole wedding planning issue?
Yeah.
But Lou thought that Lisa would help out more. But Lisa's like, well, I don't want to step on your toes. I don't want things to go over the same way it did last time. And but they kind of make up. And I feel like that previous argument hadn't been resolved all that much. So I'm glad that Lou and Lisa kind of talked about it now.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And it just kind of highlights how much Lisa is still trying to kind of find her place.
Mm-hmm.
And she is a bit of a meddler, but she also was like, I'm not going to make the same mistake again, which is nice to see, because that's not often what a lot of characters on the show do.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So then Jack, they're having trouble finding a place to have the wedding. So Jack actually shows them this this log cabin church that is apparently where him and Lindy got married. And so that's where they decide to have the ceremony, which I think was very sweet of Jack to do that. It was very sweet.
Yeah.
So then we kind of get set up for next season a little bit with Chase's like, oh, I'm going to keep Heartland, or I'm going to keep this horse at Heartland for a while. But still thinking about the tour. And now Chase is like, oh, you should go on the tour, Amy, because Chase is going to the tour. And Ty is jealous of Chase. I think it's funny, especially after the whole Amy Kit situation. Now it's reversed a little bit.
Yeah.
So then we get another Tim and Jack argument, and they're fighting this time about who's going to walk Lou down the aisle. And, you know, Jack points out, you know, I kind of raised him. And yeah, so we have that argument between them again.
Yeah. I mean, this is really a Lou decision.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think it really matters. I think any excuse for them to kind of disagree over something, they'll find it.
Mm-hmm. So then Caleb proposes. We are at the trailer, and he tells Ashley, I want you to come on the rodeo circuit as more than my girlfriend. And that's really what the end for Caleb and Ashley that we get for this episode a little bit. So who knows what will happen next season with that. Before the wedding, Tim gives Lou a bracelet that was their mom's, which is really sweet. And also Jack forgot to book the limos, so they're all riding in the trucks to the wedding, which is pretty funny. Oh, I skipped over this a little bit before this, the wedding. Amy and Ty get into another argument about Chase's horse and about her keeping Chase's horse at Heartland. And Ty says that he's restless. He wants to travel. He doesn't want, he wants to go places before leaving for college. And Amy actually gets so angry that she gives the promise ring back to him.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So that was really intense. So
yeah, it's hard because like, I do kind of understand both the points of like, Ty is basically going away for like 4 years, and in between the summers, I assume he's just going to be working. Mm-hmm. So this is kind of his last chance for them to really spend time together.
Yeah.
So on one hand, like, you can understand Amy would want them to spend that time together, but for somebody that's not really travelled or not really kind of been on their own and not been in such a good place in his life, like mentally, it's understandable that he wants to go do this.
Yeah. And so Amy thinks that they broke up at that point, that they'd been broken up. Mm-hmm. But Lisa does get them the dresses from New York, does get the dresses. And there are these mint green color. What did you think of the, would you rather the pink or the mint green?
Neither are my favorite color, but I think the green wins.
Yeah, they looked a lot better on them than the puffy pink ones. So when they get to the wedding, Lou is in the truck with Jack. And when Jack goes out to help her out, Lou locks herself in the truck.
Jill Morgan was so funny in this scene.
Yeah, it was so good. She's all like, to Jack, you know, she's going to miss home and she doesn't know if she can do this. You know, and Jack gives one of his good grandpa speeches and they're like, okay. And they go and Lou goes to get married. There was one note I took here though about the wedding. And was it just me or did the pastor sound more like he was like a baseball announcer or something?
I didn't pick up on that.
Yeah. Oh. The voice of this pastor, he was just, like, I don't know, it sounded like he would be like telling me the rules of the ride at Disneyland or something, like not to stand up in the boat or whatever. It was just a little like, it was just funny. I was like, oh well, you don't normally hear a pastor talk like that. It was just funny to me. I was like thinking he was going to be giving me directions, not marrying them. I just thought it was funny.
You know, I always kind of freak out a little bit when it gets to like wedding vows and shows. Mm-hmm. Always can feel like a little bit of secondhand embarrassment of like cringy. I'm like, I don't know if I'm just always expecting things to kind of go south or or when things get too kind of schmaltzy, I kind of feel like, oh god, this is a bit too awkward. This is a bit too much for me.
So after the wedding, Ty is gonna go on his road trip, and so as he's driving away, and they really hadn't made up, Amy and Ty hadn't made up really at this point, she runs after him on Spartan and she says she's sorry and that, you know, they agree that they'll be back together in a few months or a few weeks really, and she asks for the promise ring back. So they're back together. Amy and Ty have not broken up. And this is where Amy says that she does decide to go on the Ring of Fire tour. And that Tim is actually going to bring her on the Ring of Fire tour. So that should be interesting.
Yeah, that'll be interesting. I didn't actually realize that she kept saying that she's going on this thing. And I'm like, I didn't realize that she's probably shouldn't go on her own.
Yeah.
She's like 17.
Yeah, I mean, I know she's a senior in high school, but it's over winter break.
Uh-huh.
So for school. So it's like December. I mean, she's only 17 still. So yeah. But that is the end of that season. So what did you rate that episode? Oh, I forgot one thing. There's one thing I forgot. When Val is in at the wedding, sitting there, and she's on the phone with Ashley, and she's like, you did what? And that is a little bit of a precursor to what is going to happen next season. You're where? I just thought it was so funny. Val, like, kind of making a scene in the church.
it's such a small church as well. It looked as if there was about 30 people in it at the most.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so what did you rate this episode, Michelle?
8.5.
Yeah, I'm gonna give it 8.5 as well. Very good episode. And it sets up a lot for next season. So, okay, Michelle, what are your predictions for season 4 of Heartland? What do you think is going to happen?
I mean, I can't wait for Ty to kind of start school and kind of him getting into his vet career.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping Chase will be back and we get a little bit more drama with that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hoping for some kind of growth and kind of Lou and Peter's relationship. I don't want the same thing over and over in terms of them just kind of repeating the same kind of thing of him leaving and coming back, and mm-hmm. I'm going to be really frustrated if that happens. And then the thing I'm probably most looking forward to is Val's reaction to Caleb and Ashley, which I don't think that they're going to stay married for very long.
Yeah, this is going to be interesting. Next season is definitely going to be interesting. I'm looking forward to you and Rachel watching it. I think it will be fun to talk about because the next season does get very interesting. Yeah. All right. Well, this is another good bunch of episodes. Thank you for joining us for season 3. We'll be back next week for covering the first 3 episodes of season 4. Michelle, where can people find you on the internet?
On Twitter at Michelle R. Benson.
And you can find me on YouTube, Instagram, and Twitter at It's Amy Craig. You can find the Hallmarkies podcast on the internet at Hallmarkies Pod or at Hallmarkies Podcast. We also do have our merch available, including some Heartland inspired merch, as well as we have a Patreon page that you can join if you'd like to support us. And we have some fun benefits, like we have an exclusive patron only Facebook group, things like that. Sometimes you'll get episodes early, and it's a lot of fun over there. So if you want to join that, you can go ahead. All those links will be in the description. Thank you for joining me today, Michelle. And we will see you guys all next week. Bye, everybody.
Bye, everyone.